Chapter 6. A Guide. The children stare at the silent pygmy boy for a long time, and he stares at them. Finally, Neil finds the courage to talk to him.
What do you want?
He asks.
Why are you watching us?
The boy does not reply. He points his spear again. The beads and feathers on it move.
He doesn't understand,
says Julie.
He can't speak English. Let me try. Jumbo, unai tua nani?
What are you saying?
Whispers Neil, astonished.
It's Swahili. I learnt it from the guidebook,
replies Julie.
Jumbo,
replies a small voice.
Ninai tua nutu.
Jumbo nutu. Ni Julie, a Neil,
says Julie, pointing to herself, then her friend.
He says his name's Nutu. I told him our names.
The boy comes towards the tree and looks at them again. He begins to look for something in his little pouch.
Taka chakula?
He asks.
Chakula?
In his hand are some red and yellow berries. He offers them to Julie.
What's he saying now?
Asks Neil.
Chakula means food,
replies Julie.
I think he's asking if we want some food. Asante sana. Thank you.
Thank you,
repeats the pygmy boy suddenly.
Thank you. You English speak?
Yes,
cries Julie, delighted.
Do you speak English too?
Little English speak,
replies the strange visitor.
I go mission school, Kampala, 2 years.
Can you help us?
Asks Julie.
We are lost. We must get to the town.
Yes,
says the boy.
I know. Big bird go down. Big crash. Many people dead. You many problem. You not no forest. Very danger.
Can you help us? Do you know the forest?
Asks Neil anxiously.
Can you guide us to the town?
Yes. Nutu, no forest. But town very far. You must go big mountains. Many snow. Many cold.
Can you take us? Can you guide us through the big mountains?
Asks Julie. The boy is silent for a moment, thinking. Then he says,
Perhaps I help you. Now you sleep. I also sleep. Maybe tomorrow we go big mountains.
I hope that he decides to help us,
whispers Julie to Neil as they prepare to sleep.
He's our only chance.
When they wake up the next day, they look for their new friend. But he isn't there.
What are we going to do now?
Says Julie desperately.
We must try to reach the mountains without him,
replies Neil, angry. They put their things into the backpack, and Neil checks the compass to decide which direction to take. They walk for an hour, then Julie's leg starts to hurt, and she wants to stop.
Let's sit in that clearing over there,
she says. They look for a comfortable place to sit.
Neil, look! Someone has made a fire here recently,
cries Julie, pointing to some black ashes on the ground. Neil looks around.
Julie,
he replies slowly.
This is the place where we were last night. These are ashes from our fire.
You mean...
Yes. We have walked in a circle this morning. We're in the same place again.
The two friends are desperate. Suddenly they hear a movement in the bushes nearby. They get up quickly. Nutu comes out of the bushes towards them, smiling.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen,
he says, offering some big green bananas.
Here is breakfast. You eat. After we go forest. We find way to big snow mountains. I help you,